There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yella Motor has carried out a survey into our views on electric cars in their GCC electrical vehicle report. And we're pleased to have in the studio Jorge Bialade, the GM of Yella Motor. Morning to you.
Good morning. Welcome. Thanks for having Yella Motor.
Well, thanks very much for coming in, Jorge. First, perhaps we should clarify that you're talking purely about vehicle propulsion systems in this survey, not their ability to steer or drive themselves. This is purely electric motors, right? Not autonomous driving.
Yeah, this is purely electric motors. Yeah.
So it's not a self-driving or autonomous survey, just an electric car survey. Mm. Headline findings, 40%.
We are not there yet.
Yeah. In about 2 years' time, you'll be doing that survey. Headline findings, 40% of us happy to look at electric cars over the next 2 years, but on our terms. What sort of terms are we demanding?
What the survey showed at the end of the day was that people effectively are willing to buy an electric vehicle within the next 2 years. But there are a couple of challenges out there that I believe we all need to overcome. And people, essentially, they would like to buy an electric vehicle if they're able to charge it, fully charge it within 1 hour, doing, let's say, between 300 and 500 kilometers with the car fully charged. And if the price nearly matches a petrol vehicle on the same segment.
Now, which is that impossible? 1 hour charging, 300 to 500 range, and similar price. Is that actually going to be achievable in the next 2 years?
I will say no, yes. Yeah. I believe one of the main pain points nowadays electric vehicles are facing, and it's not only here in the GCC or even in the UAE, is the price of the electric vehicle that can go up to 3 times if you compare it with a petrol one. So we have an example here in the survey, which is the Renault Zoe against the Chevy Spark, right? The Renault Zoe that competes head-to-head costs 3 times more. And we've done also that we plugged in this report a cost of ownership in within 100,000 kilometers, right? And while the Chevy, I'm trying to find this over here. So the Renault Zoe costs 137,000 dirhams and the Chevy Spark 46,500 dirhams. That's 3 times more.
Are people actually driving the Renaults on the roads?
I've seen a couple of them. I mean, we've done with the people of Global EVRT a wonderful road trip, which was 2,000 kilometers from Abu Dhabi to Muscat return. And we effectively drove them, and they performed very, very well. And we've seen electric vehicles in the road, right? But yes, again, the price point at the end of the day, it's high. And people, as we showcase in the survey, they're not finding it, let's say, appealing. And the return of investment still is a question mark.
I'm guessing that Renault wouldn't be able to charge 146,000 dirhams for a car if there was a lot of competition and everybody was coming in more at the Chevrolet level, somewhere between 40 and 100,000 there. Is it just the fact that we don't have very many models on the in the car showrooms? I don't know how many models are available here. How many are?
So let's start with that. I wrote over here. Currently, we do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 models available in
only
the UAE,
yeah,
which are the Tesla Model S, the Tesla Model X, Renault Zoe, Chevy Bolt, and I found the other day in Ras Al Khor a very interesting small electric vehicle, which is the Sortier E200, which at this point in time is the most affordable electric vehicle in market.
Is it a golf buggy?
It's sort of thing. It's a two-seater, and it's 79,000 dirhams, which makes the most affordable electric vehicle, and comes with 5-year warranty, I don't know what. But one of the concerns eventually current EV owners have is the lack of choice, correct? Because when they're willing to go and buy an electric vehicle, they don't have that much offering out there. So their choices are very, very limited.
So it's the car maker's fault, not ours, basically, is what you're saying?
I wouldn't say. I mean, it's their fault. I mean, I think we are in a transition, you know, towards electrification and a more sustainable future. Right. And well, I mean, you need to start incorporating more cars on the road. And while people seeing it.
But one of the big concern, and I'm looking at your research, you asked them, what is your biggest concern about buying an electric vehicle? Number one, long recharging time. Number two was purchase cost. But number three was inconvenient recharging. So clearly charging and recharging is a big issue for people, particularly living in apartments. We've had a number of SMSs in about this. I particularly like one. Someone says, until I get an elevator in my apartment block that will take my car up 48 floors, or I get a 48-story long recharging cable, I cannot buy this car. And most people live in apartments. Who has to solve that problem? Is it the car makers? Is it the government? Is it the apartment block owners? This is a global problem, not a Dubai problem, but it's a massive one.
It is indeed, because at the end of the day, I mean, if you buy an electric vehicle, you need to charge it, and that's correct. I believe in terms of infrastructure, even though, for example, Dubai has the highest ratio when it comes to electric vehicles and charging stations.
How many charging stations are there here in
Dubai? 200.
In the UAE?
And in UAE, I believe it's nearly 300.
Is that individual power points, so you can only charge 200 cars at any one time, is that right?
What do you mean by that? Sorry.
Well, I mean, 200 charging stations. How many cars can you charge?
It depends. Some of those charging stations, they have between 1, 2, 3, up to 4.
Supposing it's more, 1,000 cars. Obviously, we got hundreds of thousands of cars here in the UAE. At what point do you think there is going to be enough charging stations for us to think, yes, I can do that?
Nowadays, we do have enough charging stations.
Really? It doesn't sound like it.
No, we do. But the fact that eventually those charging stations are not in buildings for individual users, but you go to any mall, you will find charging stations. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, you can charge your car for free until the 31st of December of 2019. You can do 2,000 kilometers from Abu Dhabi to Muscat on an electric vehicle, and you can successfully charge your vehicle. That tells us that the infrastructure, even though there are still things to do, of course, is there.
We've talked about the charging. We've talked about the the charging cost. How much does it cost per charge?
So now it's for free, and depends. I think the DWA rate is 28 fils per kilowatt. So eventually, if you need to charge a Renault Zoe, it will cost you 11 dirhams.
11 dirhams. And what about the insurance? Is there any benefit to insurance? Is it
there's
cheaper for electric car?
No, there's
it's
no
exactly
benefit.
The same.
It's exactly the same, yeah. I believe then there are a couple of banks that they're offering, for example, in loans, a couple of benefits, but there are no substantial, let's say, benefits from insurance or banks at this point in time.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to talking to you in future about electric cars and perhaps our increased willingness to buy as more markets come on, as more models come onto the market. Jorge Bialardi, the GM of Yala Motor, thank you so much for bringing your survey with us. We look forward to the next one.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.